Ken in Ticonderoga calling about Dr. London's comments on Obama's naivete regarding nuclear proliferation, reduction of nuclear arms. Might be an expert, but I think he's more an expert in saber-rattling and fear-mongering.
Hello, I am Ezra from New Paltz, and I really like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. It's just really nice, I have to say. I just love it. I've listened to it a bunch of times when I'm at bed. It calms me down. That's all. Bye.
Hi, this is Elizabeth, and I'm calling from Brimfield, Massachusetts. And I was really, really incensed by Tim Brennan of the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission and his comment about deep-seated parochial local government. Town meetings and local government have been the history of New England, and they've brought the states of New England to very good ideas, like good health care, good education. People want local government. They want slow food. They want local crops. They want organically grown local poultry, beef, pork. We do need deep-seated parochial government. We don't need leaders like Tim Brennan. Thank you.
Jan from Galway. I'm listening to Alan, thinking maybe it's the round table. I'm sitting on the side of the road, and I'm listening, and I'm thinking if I were the queen of the world to solve that issue as far as the poverty and the problems showing all over our country right now, I would have free daycare for every child born in the United States, and that way people could wean off of welfare because parents then could be freed up to go to college or get a job, go to community college or take a course and learn how to do something. I am low income. I know what it's like to struggle, and you know, I've waitressed and cleaned people's houses my whole life. And so because I didn't have free daycare, but if you had free daycare and pre-K, your kids would be ready for kindergarten.
This is Anthony Splendora in Milford, Pennsylvania. NPR did a program this week about the progression of chords in popular music, and it began with the dominant seventh chords that were influenced by the blues and early rock, and then they talked about the power chords of the 60s and 70s, and then the minor sevenths of disco. But it left out a huge, important phase in that development. That was the major sevenths that came in with first with Jerry and the Pacemakers in 1964. Then it was brought to life by Laura Nero with Save the Children, Wedding Bell Blues, Stone Soul Picnic. It was picked up by Chicago Beginnings, and I Didn't Know What Time It Was, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, You Made Me So Happy, Tommy James and the Shondells, Crystal Blue, Persuasion, The Rascals, Groovin'. I mean, it was everywhere. It's wonderful, wonderful music. Your listeners who understand music will know exactly what I'm talking about. Thank you.